First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to Brother Nirvar in the midst of all of us. So can we express our happiness? Thank you. I'm sure most of us know Brother Nirvar very well. We have had interactions number of times, but there are few who are first-timers who may not have had any opportunity to interact. So I just wanted to say a few words. Nirvar Bhai is one of the original jewels of Baba's Yagya. Being with Baba for more than 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
43.
43. Nearing 50. And of course, Nirvar Bhai had the good fortune of seeing Brahma Baba and Mama, not only seeing them, but having the opportunity to receive sustenance both from Mama and Baba. And now after Baba became Avyak, since then Nirvar Bhai has been in Madhuban. And for most of us, in fact for all the brothers and sisters abroad in particular, Nirvar Bhai has been a great source of inspiration. And today I have asked Brother Nirvar to share some of his experiences of those early days, Sakar Baba's meetings, and then with Avyakt Babdada's meetings, and now as we are preparing ourselves to meet Baba tonight, so that would help us a great deal to be in tune. So I'm sure all of us will enjoy this sharing from Nirvar Bhai that would help us to enjoy the meeting with Avyakt Babdada. So I would like also to thank Nirvar Bhai in advance for sparing this valuable time. Even though he was so busy, but still because of love for all of us, he is with us here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Meera Ben has been a very powerful link between all of you and Madhuban Nivasis. And the way she presents anyone is so inspiring. It's difficult to express my gratitude to her the way she does it each time. As she has mentioned, I have to share with you my own experiences with Bap Dada from good old days till to date. So you can just imagine 43 years experience to be shared in just how many hours? Not even 1 hour. But as Baba said this morning, bhakti is like a tree and jnana is the seed. Similarly, if we have to sum up the experience, it's like the seed. But if we have to share the stories, stories are like the tree of the bhakti. So what would you like to have? The seed or the tree, the branches or the leaves? Everything. First of all, I'm very happy to be here meeting all of you. It's just the thought, if I go back to Sakar Baba's days, how Baba had the vision of every one of you coming to Madhuban. When I left my Laukik job in 1963, and after a couple of months went back to Bombay in 1964, and I stayed there till 1970. Baba wanted me to look at the newspapers every day. With the aim of service. And to see who are the foreign dignitaries visiting India. And when they come to India, especially to Bombay, I should take appointment from them, meet them, and present Baba's literature, and especially the two pictures, the Trimurti and cycle, and Kalpatri to them. Because Baba thought, this knowledge is so unique. It's meant for the entire world. However, the people in India won't have so much appreciation, whereas the double foreigners, as Baba used to say, the intellect of the double foreigners is still not that much iron-aged like the ones we have in India. So they will be able to recognize in a better way, appreciate it, and they would spread the message to the whole world. Do you see that practically happening? We see that practically happening. And at that time, I remember, I met a few dignitaries. And they got so interested, they came to the center. It was for a very short while, but whatever Baba said, that happened. One of those days, one ship by the name Floating University had come to Bombay. And I met the Vice Chancellor of the university and a few other professors. And they were so pleased to receive Baba's literature and illustrations, which they kept in their library at that time. That is just to give you an idea how from time to time Baba had mentioned on one side some of the brothers and sisters going abroad to give the message, and also invoking all of you how you would be coming to India. But he never mentioned this, that would happen after Baba becomes avyakta. That's the secret which wasn't disclosed to us. When it comes to the point of experience, what I would share, to me it remains the most important thing whenever I meet Baba. And that is, when I meet Baba, I should meet, not just churn that I am meeting Baba, not just keep thinking, what would Baba think about me, not just wondering what Baba is going to say, instead listen to what Baba says. I hope you get my point. The idea is, once we have understood who is going to meet us, who has invited us all? On whose invitation you are all here? When the date for Baba's coming is set, that Bap Dada would meet all of you on 25th October, and that is conveyed to you, what are your thoughts before you started the journey? The thought, the main focus of your coming to Madhuban is to meet Bap Dada. All other things are connected, meeting Dadiji, meeting the Divine Family, listening to the classes of seniors, meditation. But what is the main focus? The main focus is to experience, not just meeting, but experience in meeting. What could be the deepest, what could be the most powerful experience when we meet Bap Dada? And that happens when we are fully present. Sometimes some of the brothers and sisters, while being in the meeting, they have different thoughts. They start churning about their past. And because of churning of the past, what would Baba think about it? And that becomes a barrier between them and Baba. Some of the brothers and sisters start thinking about their log kicks. Maybe in a positive way. Oh, if they were here, how much benefit they would get. But again, it is diversion. Some of us start thinking about our centers. Oh, I had invited so and so. What a beautiful meeting taking place, but he didn't come. She didn't come. Again, it is diversion. That's not the time to have these thoughts. The idea of the meeting is, when Baba is here, try to experience the subtlety of Baba's vibrations, first of all. Please note what I'm saying. Subtlety of Baba's presence, Baba's vibrations. If you are not deeply soul conscious, it will be difficult to experience. Someone else may share with you, oh, Baba was so loving. Baba's vibrations were so fantastically pure. It was so spiritual. And if you were not in soul consciousness, you would think, oh, I didn't experience anything. It would seem very ordinary meeting for you. Some of you may be just thinking that only when Baba calls you to the stage for drishti, perhaps that's going to be the most powerful moment. And while waiting for that, you may miss the rest of the time. So start your meeting right from the moment you start invoking. And when Baba's presence is there, remain so light in your mind. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future. Live in the present and try to feel. During Baba's presence, your experience is going to be something very special, which has been retained in the path of devotion, bhakti, people visiting the temples, people going there, see, knowingly, the image which is worshipped is that of the stone. The statues which are worshipped, they are of stone, marble, or maybe metal, maybe gold, maybe silver, maybe copper, maybe bronze. But why do people go there? Because of that faith. It's a temple. It's a church. When we go there, our own divinity is visualized. Our own spirituality comes out. And you just imagine, I know every one of us have full faith, 100% faith. When Baba is there, who is there? What word would you use if you were a Bhagat? God is there. So just imagine, when God's presence is there, what would happen to your own self? Your own godliness will come out. The best in you will be there at that time, provided you are completely in tune with Baba. Your thoughts are not wandering about other things. Your thoughts are not going to anyone, what is she doing, what is he doing, what is... No. You remain lost, you remain absorbed in just one thought. Baba, you have come only for me. As per your promise, you have come. Baba tells us, what is his promise? Many times we hear from the Murlis. Fulfilling his promise, he is here. Now let his presence work on me. And that's the time when you would be completely in your own experience of self-realization. What Baba says, sweet child, you are like father. All your positive qualities will be experienced in fullness at that time. The very feeling of this physical costume will be absent from your consciousness. You would be sitting in such a big gathering, but feeling like being a being of light, an angel. And you would feel, this is a gathering of angels What Baba says, Brahmins to become angels, practically you will find that. Provided, what's the first requirement? That you are in tune with your true self. You are soul conscious. Not just thinking I am a soul, but you are there as a soul. My experience has been, right from my first meeting, I have shared this in many classes, my first meeting with Baba in Sakar, 43 years ago. July 1959. Sitting in front, just being soul conscious and looking at Baba, it brought the best, the most powerful experience of life. Unforgettable. And that became the source of my inspiration to accept this divine life, this godly life, for the rest of the years of this life. Never looked back afterwards. I could feel it wasn't the physical costume of Brahma Baba, but it was the image of an angel sitting there and in the forehead, the light of Shiva Baba. And I felt myself being an angel, but full of my own divine qualities. And as a result, it was such a powerful, powerful experience of super sensuous joy. Physical meeting was later on like a child meeting the father. That's a different thing. But the spiritual meeting, for which we all long for, that's connected with our consciousness. When the consciousness is elevated, it gets elevated by the thought, who is sitting in front of me? And that feeds the conscious mind and takes me beyond. It becomes such a beautiful meeting. And if we are just in that thought, what people say in the path of bhakti, that ultimately the soul gets merged in God, it's the experience that you are merged in the ocean of purity, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of bliss. That's such a wonderful experience in that meeting. And your mind becomes so clear, each word coming from Baba afterwards would be imprinted on your sanskaras, rather on your mind in the form of sanskaras, or on your heart. You will never forget those words. So try to listen. First thing is, in each meeting, whenever you meet, the meetings take place on different levels. Every morning we meet Baba. Don't you meet every morning? Amrit Vela? That's the time when we make a little effort to go beyond. Second is, when you meet dadis, and third, which should be actually first. When you meet face to face through the Adi Gulzar, and even through Brahma Baba's picture, I tell you, Baba's blessings are such, though you are looking at a picture, in Baba's room, but that picture will give you the feeling of a living Brahma Baba, conversing with you, talking to you, answering your questions, or advising you for your future. But when I talk about meetings with Baba, they are the personal meetings. Now, personal does not mean only when I talk to Baba face to face. Even when Baba comes to speak the Murli, that also is a personal meeting, provided I just accept, Baba, you have come to speak to me. And each one of us would feel this. After each of the Murlis we listen, everyone feels, oh, Baba was so special this time. Baba spoke all that which was in my heart. So let's not remain skeptic when Baba comes. It's not being a Bhagat, let me say frankly. It's based on the very clear knowledge, clear understanding, and at the same time our own experience, which Baba says your experience is the most powerful authority on earth. So while listening to Baba, try to enjoy it. Enjoy your meeting. How can you enjoy it? You can enjoy it while listening. You keep appreciating in your heart what Baba is sharing. How beautiful it is. When Baba says each one of the jewels of wisdom is worth millions, do we really have that appreciation in our heart? Or we are just like Bhagats listening to the Murli and forgetting everything? Second thing is, we must keep in focus our own goal of this spiritual life. While meeting Baba, evaluate your own self as per the standard of Baba's wisdom, Baba's Murli. What is my stage? Where have I reached? And at that time, as per the blessings this morning, hope you remember the slogan. What was the slogan? Powerful. Powerful thought determines I didn't get you. Impossible becomes possible. Sometimes, you know, we are not able to reach our goal. It takes time. But determined thought. But while listening to Baba or being in Baba's presence, we are able to regain that courage to have a powerful or determined thought. Sometimes the courage doesn't come otherwise. Even if someone tells us, oh, you can do it, it's in, within your reach, it's not impossible. But we still keep on saying, no, you don't know my circumstances. But when Baba wants us, Baba is speaking to us, Baba fills the soul with the required courage also. That's the beauty of Baba's meeting. We may not be having that much courage before that. And sometimes we are not having the clear vision of what Baba wants. But while we are in tune with Baba in the meeting, the vision becomes clear. The courage gets developed. The determination comes. And it's a step forward to succeed. From all my meetings, right from the beginning till to date, I keep on evaluating myself. I had to have a lot of patience in conquering many of the subtle weaknesses in the form of sanskaras. You may think, oh brother, what are you talking? They are not visible. If we didn't have those weaknesses, if we didn't have any drawbacks, we would be complete, we would be perfect, we would be karmatit, we won't be in this body then. So till we reach that stage, what Baba mentioned in the last Murli, Sakar Murli, which has repeated many times, Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari, incorporeal, completely voiceless, and full of humility. Once that stage is reached, that goal is achieved, accomplished. So we have to evaluate, and I keep evaluating myself. Am I naturally soul conscious? What Baba said, in golden age you don't need to remember God. Do you remember this morning, Murli? In Satyuga, in golden age, you don't have to remember God because you are so comfortable, you are so happy. And at the same time, Baba said, because you are naturally soul conscious. Now that sanskara of natural soul consciousness has to be accomplished in this life. Just detach yourself for a while and look at yourself. How far we are able to remain in natural soul consciousness during 24 hours. It's very, very short time, I tell you. Out of 24 hours, natural soul consciousness is hardly for a couple of hours. And therefore the smile is not there all the time on the face. And because we are not naturally soul conscious all the time, complete voicelessness is not there. The mind is in conflict sometimes. Sometimes trying to control the vision, sometimes trying to control the negative thoughts, sometimes trying to evade the negative influence of other people. If it was natural soul consciousness all the time, I won't struggle to become free from negativity. I would be all the time in positive consciousness. My approach would always be positive. My attitude would always be positive. And that would create such light, happy moments all the time. You would find during Baba's meeting, when Baba is talking to us, because of Baba's naturalness, all the time conscious, the smile would always be there. The words would be always positive, always encouraging. Even if Baba mentions about the negativity, it would be mentioned in such a way, totally positive way. In our previous meeting, when Madhuban Nivasis met Baba, Baba's full murli, you must have read, was on power of love. And there, it came to my mind how Baba's dealings, Sakar Baba's dealings with us, were always full of love. And I mentioned, we had the chance to interact. And I just mentioned to Baba, during those days, Baba's love was there. And even if Baba had to teach us the law, Baba's way of teaching us law was again love. These days, that experience is missing sometimes. And Baba said, yes, these days, people don't have so much time to listen to each other. And therefore, depending more on law and using less of the power of love. So, just think, while listening to Baba, when Baba is teaching us something, you will find, even today, teaching something or making us conscious of something which is still to be overcome, some drawback, some weakness, but the way Baba mentions it is so sweet, full of love, that we accept. That has again been it's again in the path of bhakti. When we go to the temple, we go to the church, looking at the image of the deity or idol, it comes out from inside. The devotee feels God's presence there and tells the truth. Because the scare is not there, fear is not there. Knowing that when I express my weakness, I would receive so much power from God that I don't repeat those weaknesses. And that has been praised even for double foreigners, Baba praises it so much that you are so honest, you are so truthful with Baba. And while being truthful and honest, we receive Baba's extra love, extra power. And you would find that those weaknesses melt away slowly and slowly. So taking maximum benefit from Baba's meeting means, first is perception of vibrations. And remaining in tune with Baba's presence. Sometimes some of the brothers and sisters sitting in front of Baba, while Baba is here, they are thinking of Baba in Paramdham. Baba says, I've come specially for you. I'm here. So first thing is perceiving and not just perceiving but becoming one with that, getting absorbed, getting lost in it, or swimming in that ocean. That will be the best way for self-spiritual empowerment in a very subtle way. Second is self-evaluation while listening to Baba. Receiving. What Baba is saying, it should be received in full. It's like enjoying, relishing the most delicious food. When you relish, when you enjoy, it gives you extra energy. And then appreciating how beautiful, how wonderful, how powerful, and how fruitful it is, coming all the way from distant lands. Om Shanti. The next thing which comes to my mind to share with you is, while being with Baba, and experiencing Baba's love, Baba's power, peace, everything, then visualizing what is our role. This is one of the things very unique, very special thing to recognize. Unlike being in any other ashram, where a person remains just a devotee all his life, when we come to Baba, we don't know. When we are given the first lessons, we learn only to meditate, to overcome peacelessness, to regain peace of mind. But slowly and slowly, as we grow in this spiritual life, we start recognizing our role at this confluence age. I'm sure each one of you are aware, what is our role at this time? To reveal Baba. To reveal Baba, to glorify Baba. How can we do it? Unless we are like Baba, Baba cannot be revealed. So just as when you go to Madhuban, you must have been to Tower of Peace. Have you seen that? And what is inscribed there on the marble stone? Something from Baba's life, Brahma Baba's life. The first thing which comes to my mind, if we are to glorify Baba, or Bap Dada I should say, Brahma Baba revealed Shiv Baba when he became Tower of Peace, Tower of Knowledge, Tower of Purity. And full of power. So we have to, while receiving from Baba, we have to see how far we have become this. And to get the inspiration, when Baba became so high, the difference between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba was gone. There is a couplet in Urdu, very beautiful couplet. Don't consider Adam as God. Adam means Brahma Baba, the first man. Don't consider Adam as God, but Adam is not separate from the light of God. Those of you who know Urdu or Hindi, the words are, Adam ko khuda mat samjho, Adam khuda nahi, lekin khuda ke noor se Adam juda nahi. So our effort has to be that we become so high, so elevated, just as Brahma Baba became Tower of Light and Might, the light and might of peace, purity, knowledge and strength or power. When we become this, the difference would be gone. When the difference is gone, the revelation will take place. Then Baba would be revealed through our images. That needs to be kept in our focus all the time. And if we keep that, what would happen? We keep on thanking Baba from inside. Thank you, Baba, for making us instruments to reveal you. So the humility comes automatically. And that is our final goal. We are not just here to become Baba's children and just go back. In the whole cycle, we are playing very, very important heroic roles. And that is determined when we do that now. It's based on our present role at this time of the cycle. This has to be very clearly recognized, understood, accepted, and enacted. Once we accept this, all the three qualities in corporeal consciousness, complete vicelessness, and complete humility would be so naturally in our practical life. So Baba's meetings means to finally reach that goal, to become like Father. This is what I have understood from my meetings. Unless we remain conscious, we would remain like devotees otherwise. We keep meeting Baba each time, but progress is not taking place. The progress would take place when we are motivated to reach that goal which Brahma Baba set an example for us. Because Brahma Baba's example is the most inspiring example. That a human being can elevate himself to the highest stage by focusing on just one Supreme Father. And Baba used to do that a lot. Baba's own tapasya was that, which Baba mentioned in one or two Murlis. Going to the extreme of one. The word in Hindi is used, ek ke ant me jana, ekant. Now ekant also means solitude. But when he says ekant, in solitude, going or trying to explore the extreme of one Supreme Father. You may call that extreme, or you may call that the deepest depth, or you may call it the highest of high. To explore that, Baba had to go beyond the physical, beyond this mundane, beyond this world, and just be there with him. And feel spiritually. That made him so high, so great, so loving. So in our meetings with Baba, and that had made Brahma Baba so natural, just as you find dadis these days, Janki Dadi or Dadiji. When they all meet you, they give you drishti. And when you receive drishti, what happens? Your thoughts, which were otherwise here and there, they become focused on soul consciousness within no time. And Baba's practice was that. And even today, you will find the same thing. So many of us going to meet Baba, but Baba would give the same drishti to everyone and make us to fly within no time. That happens because Shiv Baba doesn't need to make any effort to become soul conscious because he's always in that consciousness. And Brahma Baba reached that consciousness. So both being together, Baba used to say, this is double engine to help all of you children. So we see it practically. The double power, double engine makes us to get elevated, to fly within no time. And Baba wants us to become like them, like him. So take maximum benefit from these meetings. On one side, enjoy Baba's love. It is God's love. It is his love that we are all come to him to celebrate our meeting and to be together in this divine family. What a great feeling of joy comes in my heart when I find from among the millions and billions, here are those souls. They were talking about deities, the goddesses and all that. You had seen that. But you are self-same goddesses. You are self-same gods. No one else. People long for having their vision. And here we are. We are having each other's vision practically. So if we keep this consciousness, you tell me, can negativity enter your mind? Can you go astray from Baba? No. And therefore this meeting, meeting Bap Dada, meeting the Divine Family, coming to Madhuban is always a matter of great joy and refreshment to the self. I used to plan my program each year to come to meet Baba at least 3 times a year. Because just being with Baba for a few days would refresh me so much, empower me so much. I'm very fortunate that way, that after Baba became avyakt, Dadiji and Didiji, they felt the need of a brother to help them. And I have spent 32 years here, after Baba left the body. 33. So 33 years of Sakar Baba's days, I couldn't enjoy all those 33 years, only 10 years at that time. But this has been my fortune that for each meeting I have been here. From 21st January 69 onwards, the first meeting was 21st January 69. And in the beginning, when Shilu Ben was not here, and the brothers and sisters from abroad started coming, and I had to translate. And I tell you, not just my personal conversation with Baba, sitting beside Bap Dada, in meditation hall of Pandavan, Madhuban, my experience was tremendously powerful. Sitting beside Baba, I would become totally like Avyakt Baba. The feeling of the physical body was not at all there, I tell you. Just as we find Gulzar Dadi being in that consciousness, you know, away from here, Baba says she goes to sleep, but when she returns, she is so fresh. What I was feeling, many times I felt, I forgot about eating my dinner and didn't feel hungry. Normally I take a glass of milk before going to bed. That was totally forgotten and still I am feeling so full. And the meetings used to last till early morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Sometimes even 6 o'clock, 6:30. One day I excused myself. I think Janti Ben was there or someone translating. So I went to my room, gone to bed. And before Baba was to return, Baba looked around and didn't find me. And then asked for me. And someone told Baba that he has gone to take rest. Baba sent for me. When I came back, Baba said, "What is this? When Baba is sitting here, you have gone to sleep?" So much love from Baba's side, you see. If someone tells me to remain awake whole night, I won't be able to remain. But just in science we say, in electricity, one is direct current, the other is through induction. You know, sitting near Avyakt Bab Dada, so much energy was flowing to me. Such wonderful, wonderful experience. So these experiences have helped me a lot to develop myself spiritually, to follow Baba's footsteps, though I would say I still need more accuracy. But I feel so much satisfied in this spiritual life. And I am sure I will reach my goal, 100%. And I wish every one of you also would reach, should reach and would reach. All that we need is clear focus and determination. I know that everyone has so much love for Bab Dada, for spiritual life, for divine family. Everyone has it. So this is going to help us. So please enjoy your meeting this evening. Take maximum benefit. Remain light. Neither have any presumptions, nor have any bias in your mind. Just relaxed, just light, just receive and see how Baba fills the soul with so much power of love, power of peace, and power of wisdom. Any questions? Anyone can ask any question. All are satisfied? Happy? Okay, then 5 minutes. We have 5 more minutes. we can have meditation. And let it be flying meditation. Let's fly out.